on a Tuesday morning. There it is. Makes it feel better. All right, we have a couple of young ladies who had quite an experience in Williamsport this last weekend with the Girls Got Game event. We talked with Maya Rossman last week. She's back in studio and is joined by Kyla Huebner, both girls from the State College Area School District, part of, again, a special event in Williamsport. And first of all, Maya, thanks for coming back. Kyla, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Girls, get closer to the microphone.
Scoot
in close because you're going to share a microphone.
Give us a big good morning, Kyla. That'll do. Maya, give us a big good morning.
Morning.
I like it. Let's talk a little bit. First of all, I love the gear that you guys have on. Maya has the sweatshirt. Is it a sweatshirt, or is it like the nylon material? And then you have the Little League legacy uniform on. Kyla does. Kyla, for you, what was the experience like? Was it kind of what you were expecting? Was it a little different? Give us an idea of what the weekend was like for you.
Big and loud.
It was very fun and I expected like what they were gonna do, so I expected a lot of it.
Well, that's good. Now, what all did you get to? What positions did you play out there? Were you
right field, left field, and second base?
Nice. Okay. And what was the? Take me through the clinic a little bit. The clinic was. Now I'm forgetting what the days were. Was it Friday? Was the clinic?
Yeah.
What was the clinic like for you?
I started with batting, and then we went over to like catching and seeing what else like you could do and like how hard you can throw the ball, and then we went over to running.
How hard did you throw the ball?
Pretty hard, I think.
I like it. Maya, for you, I saw the clip. I don't know, Lauren sent it, or maybe it was your dad that sent it, but you had quite the experience in the game. You want to tell us a little bit about that and what that was like for you?
It was fun.
And what did you do?
I hit a home run.
Yeah. Oh! She smacked a home run. It was pretty spectacular shot. As you're routing the bases, Maya, like what's going through your mind? That had to be one of the cooler moments. I know you've had some cool moments here in your baseball career, but that had to be pretty special.
Yeah.
What was it like when you crossed the plate and your teammates are pumped for you?
Just like fun.
Just fun. I like it. For both of you, did you learn, Kyle, I'll start with you, did you learn anything new? Were there any little tricks or anything that anybody showed you that's like, oh, you know what, I'm going to use that next time? Or was it more just building upon what you kind of already know?
Like building.
Yeah. What about for you, Maya? Any little tricks that you picked up?
Well, in base running, they told us to look at the ball when we were running the first, but my coaches here tell us not to.
There is such a fine line there. That's an interesting one because we've had the discussion on, again, my kiddo is just first year of kids pitch, and what our coach has been telling them is, for those first few steps, you want to be looking at the ball and just, like, running, but get an idea of where it's at, and so you have an idea of whether you're going to be starting to round first or not, but then you're just kind of zeroed in. That's interesting that they... little different ways of doing things, different coaches and different styles.
How about that? Okay. So how did, I mean, what were the results? I mean, can one of you tell me, like the games and so on, how did they go? Maya, how did your games go?
My games went fine. We went 1-1-1.
That's
1-1-1.
Definition of a even-keeled day.
So there was a tie.
Yeah.
Okay. How long were the games? I don't even know. How many innings?
I think it was like an hour and 45 minutes.
No, innings. How many innings?
there wasn't like a certain amount
of
innings.
It was like time.
Oh, it was a time thing.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. All right. How about you, Kyla?
We won two, lost one.
Okay.
You won two and lost one?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
How did
they divvy up the teams? I think when we had you in, do you even know? Did they have the team set before you got there, or was it after the clinic that they kind of figured out who was playing with whom?
It was before we got there, because like, you would go in and get your uniforms and then your badge, and then your jerseys depended on your team and your dorm room.
Gotcha. And what they end up, do you know how many teams they ended up splitting you into?
Eight.
It was eight. Okay. Yeah, that's a pretty neat experience. Had you, Kyle, had you been to Williamsport before? Have you seen like the Little League World Series there?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, both these. I am. It is shameful. I have never been to the Little League World Series still. And I have to get there. Both of you have already been there.
Now, it's interesting. Bald Eagle softball yesterday played South Williamsport.
Yeah.
This is South Williamsport. Everybody says Williamsport.
Yeah.
You know? And believe me, I have friends in South Williamsport. And they're somewhat defensive. Like, no, it's South Williamsport. All right. Girls, what was it like to play on that field? All right, Kyla, you go first. What was it like to play in that field?
It felt like special to be on it.
Yeah, it had to. That has to be a special moment for you. What about you, Maya?
Yeah, special.
Same. Yeah. What did you make any new friends? Did you are there people there that you played with? They're like, man, I really want to stay in touch with that person. Were you able to? I don't know if at your age you're exchanging emails or phone numbers or parents contact or anything. Anybody that you met that you want to stay in touch with,
Maya?
Yeah, I met like a bunch of kids from my dorm room.
Did you? Nice.
Where were they from?
Some were from Georgia, Texas, New Jersey. That's all I know.
Wow. All over.
There was like three of them from Georgia. They all played on the same team.
Man, and they all made it. I'm guessing that team must be pretty decent.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it was like an all-girls team.
Okay, gotcha. And what about you, Kylie? Anybody that you met that you're hoping you might be able to stay in touch with?
People, one's from Hawaii and one's from Canada.
One's from Hawaii
and Canada.
Holy,
I like it. That's kind of the two.
Yo,
two extremes.
That's long distance.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
Well,
so you just hop in a car and drive there. These people have to hop on a plane and go there. Wow.
Yeah,
I didn't realize it was that far spread.
Yeah, all 50 states, I believe, were represented.
Whew.
So
cool.
Pretty cool opportunity. Maya, what positions did you end up playing on the weekend?
I played left field, shortstop, third base, and I pitched.
You did get to pitch. I was wondering if how was that for you, that experience?
Good.
How'd you do?
Good, I guess.
Did take me through you won two games. With your teammates, like, what was it? Did it feel like a Little League victory? Like, did you celebrate the same way, or was it just, you know, hey, that was cool, now on to the next game? Because the Little League team, I mean, like, you're friends.
Yeah. We're sort of just like, we didn't make a big deal about it. We just like, okay, next game, let's go.
Yeah, I kind of thought you might be like that.
Just playing.
Yeah. That's the fun of it.
Just playing.
What about for you, Maya? Was it any grand celebration after the big win? And what was it like after the tie? Everybody's just like, yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, everybody wanted to play
another. Yeah.
Because we didn't want to end in a tie.
Yeah. Baseball players don't want to end in ties.
No.
Nobody wants to.
That's why they invented extra innings, for goodness sakes. Come on.
Very true.
So, girls, what's next, all right? Kyle, let's start with you, all right? You just had this amazing experience. So what's next for you?
I don't really know. Probably a lot of things that will happen in baseball.
are you doing any summer league baseball? Or I don't even know.
I was going to say, are you playing?
You don't even know. Your mom's saying, yep, you are.
That was my question. Are you, your girls are playing on a team like right now? Like back here? Like here?
I don't think
Maya, you're not playing?
I'm on a travel team, but like we might do some tournaments this summer.
Okay. What about you, Kyla? You're not on a team right now?
Yeah, not right now.
Okay.
It'll be coming up in, I think, just a couple weeks, right? Yeah.
Is that right?
We start back
up. Okay, all right. Very good.
Now, what for both of you, away from baseball, what are you looking forward to about the non-baseball related? What are you looking forward to over the summer? What do you like to do, Maya? You like to go to the pool? You like to get out and hike? What are some things that you're looking forward to over the summer?
Just like play with my friends and stuff.
It is nice to have a little free time, right? That's kind of what childhood should be about, having some free time and just hang out with your friends. What about you, Kyla?
Also hang out with my friends.
Do you guys go to the pool a lot? Yeah. Yeah, for our kiddo, it's like the one thing, he's like, I don't know what to do, let's just go to the pool. It's like, okay. He loves hanging out at the pool. So.
Now, you girls don't play video games, do you?
I do.
Oh, Maya plays video games.
Pretty much.
We sort of have a video game guest on the show tomorrow. Sort of. We'll talk about that later on. Kyle, you don't play video games? You do?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Now, do you have the gaming systems? Because hopefully my kiddos. Let me see what the time.
Yeah,
I think
minutes.
I think we're free. We're not listening. Hopefully, right at the moment. I think so. His birthday. He's a July birthday. So he has been on us for a couple of years, mind you. He's not nine yet. Like this will be his ninth birthday. It's like everybody else has video gaming systems at our school, and we know that's not true because we know a couple
else.
Of the parents.
Yeah, okay.
But I think we're getting the Nintendo Switch is what we're going to start with to ease our family into this. Does that seem like a reasonable purchase,
you girls,
to you guys?
You girls
Nintendo
know this
Switch?
Stuff.
Yeah.
You know what that
I'm
is?
I'm broke.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is Scott. I'm an old guy. I've heard of Nintendo. Okay, I don't know what the switching part is.
Like, I don't really
why are
either.
We switching?
That's my wife's like, I think we should get that for him for his birthday. I'm like, okay, that's if you think we should do it, sign me up. We're doing it.
So there's no more school for a while. Oh, school's out for summer. Do you know that song?
No.
Good. Okay, that's good. That's all an right, old.
Now,
it's an old song. Okay.
Now here is the question, and I think I know the answer, but I'll be pleasantly surprised if I'm wrong. Have either of you ever, to this point in your life, played a pickup game? Do you even know what a pickup baseball game is? You don't
no,
even.
I
you don't
didn't.
Know what it
so
that is.
So a pickup game is not organized, no adults around. Like you and some friends just get together, and you go down to the neighborhood ballpark, and you're like, "Hey, we're playing a game. You're on this team. You might pick teams, or you might just assign teams, and you just go play with other neighborhood kids a baseball game." Have either of you ever done that?
I've only done wiffle ball.
Oh, well, wiffle ball. That's you've both done wiffle ball like that? That's encouraging. That makes me feel better. Because we All right. need more pickup games. Just my humble opinion.
Now, Maya, what's one thing you like to do that's not sports?
Watch YouTube.
Watch YouTube.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
That must be...
I'll bite. What do you like to watch on YouTube?
Like baseball stuff.
Okay, well, see, that's sports.
Do you watch, the weird... we have just gotten into... it's like the weirdest plays or the funniest plays. Is that the stuff you're watching?
Yeah.
We have just started watching some of that stuff at our house. The Mad Turtle is all about that stuff. So
what we do before YouTube?
I'm telling you.
All right, Kyla, what do you like to do that's not sports?
Probably... hang out with my family or play with my friends.
That is a good answer.
For a youngster, that's a very good answer. So you're not afraid to leave the house?
No.
Okay, good. No, that's good. There are too many kids. You can't get them out of the house. In the old days, when we were young, we'd go out and play ball. We'd run around, ride bike, all that stuff. Too many kids these days don't do that stuff. Instead, they play Switch or whatever that was thing was called.
Stay active.
Twitch
be out
or
there,
whatever it is. You know?
Yes.
So,
Maya Rossman, Kyla Huebner, thank you both for coming in. Congratulations, and I'm glad you had a fun weekend. Thank you for taking some time and joining us this morning.
And encourage other girls to play.
Yes.
All right? It's not all about the boys. And encourage other girls to play. I think that's really cool.
It's super cool. No, I'm glad you guys got the experience, and I'm glad you were willing to share a little bit of that experience with us. So thank you. Enjoy the summer.